Welcome, everyone. Thank you very much for joining this call with very short notice. We have something really exciting coming up. I think it's opportunistic that we get this chance to get three very important bodies collaborating in putting something up on Ontolock on a subject started back in 2009 when the Ontology Summit chose the theme of working towards ontology-based standard. There were several follow-up projects, the most significant of which was this project called the Units of Measure Ontology Standard, which Ontolock sort of helped incubate and then moved over to OASIS. It was done in OASIS for a while. It did not pick up enough steam, but then OMG is now continuing that good work. And along the line, IAOA, the International Association of Ontology, and its applications have formed a technical committee that will help coordinate standardization of ontology standards, ontology-based standards, too, which Michael Grinninger and John Bateman have been co-championing. So it's a rare opportunity that we can get together and do something. And Eric, who has driven the ICOM standard along with Stefan Decker's group from Derry, and more recently joined by Ken Buklowski, is about to deliver a standard called ICOM, the Integrated Collaboration Object Model Standard, which will be delivered and presented, represented both in English, not both, but in English, as well as in XML, which is classic OASIS, as well as RDF and OWL. So this is one opportunity we can sort of resurrect the drive and sort of make another pitch to the wider community the importance and the benefits of ontology-based standards, and hence this call. So that's sort of where I hope we have consensus on that underpinning motivation, and then we can discuss how we do it. Of course, one of the ways I know how is to host open virtual panel sessions, whereby we bring in the people who know what they're talking about, and then we bring in people who wants to find out more about this thing, and through that dialogue promote the agenda and advance the state of the art of that particular theme. And I thank Laurent, who gave us a bill of support from OASIS, and of course I thank Carol and Chet for joining us here. I thank Elisa for bringing in the OMG support, and Michael representing the IAOA support, and the rest of us, Eric, Ken, myself included, from ICOM. We plan to use ICOM as an or as the or one of the exemplary artifacts to demonstrate the point, and hopefully at this upcoming session or sessions we could do some real life demos rather than just talking theory. So, and between Ken and Eric and myself, we've already talked once or twice about this. Ken has been writing some software that would translate or at least convert some of the English-based, I mean, these are, I believe, scripts that would parse natural language OASIS standards and at least put them into some OWL format, OWL and possibly RDF. And besides ICOM, I believe Ken has been working with the OData TC as well. So I'll stop here and maybe we can go around a little bit to see what everyone thinks about what they've heard so far and how we could move this agenda forward from his or her perspective. I'll go by the order on the chat board. Elisa, you seem to have left the chat.
I'm still here.
You're not.
It doesn't see me.
Room.
Huh. So it must be that my network dropped or something. But I still
you're back.
See it. Okay, I just all I did was refresh.
Okay.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Pass the talking stick over to Carol.
Okay, well, actually, I have a whole lot of questions, and I apologize. Perhaps I should have done more research into the thread of this conversation that you've been discussing with Laurent. But you mentioned that, I'm aware of the ICOM TC, obviously. And what is the relationship now with OMG and ICOM? I'm not sure I followed that.
Presently, there's no direct relationship as far as ICOM TC is concerned. What we are trying to drum up actually is an OASIS, ICOM, OMG, IAOA, Ontolog collaboration. So it's not ICOM, it's not just OASIS, it's not just Ontolog. I mean, it's multiple parties trying to collaborate to possibly deliver one or two or three virtual panel sessions to get a particular a specific agenda across to the community.
Okay, I mean, you said something about that work is being carried on at OMG, and I was just kind of confused. So the ICOM.
I was mentioning was the UOM. What ended up as the Cuomo's TC. You remember Cuomo's?
Oh, yes.
Sort of mothballed. Yeah, the Cuomo's TC on quantity and units of measure ontology standards. That the Cuomo's TC is pretty much dormant now, but similar work is actively being pursued at OMG.
Okay, right.
From
thank
Elisa.
Thank
I mean, it's pretty much the same people. I mean, the platform has sort of change a bit, but this practically the same players.
I got it. Okay.
Right. So, you want to ask the questions or come back later to them?
Yeah, I think I'm just like I said, trying to come up to speed on what exactly the topic is here and what decisions, what our options are, so.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, let's get on to chat. Yes, chat.
I guess, Peter, I only have one question, and that is, I guess what I'm not sure is what you all are looking for at this point. There's absolutely nothing in the OASIS rules that prevent everybody from getting together to put together some kind of interop demonstration or, you know, plug fest or code fest or any of those sorts of things. I think we've got relationships set up with all of the organizations. Yeah, are you looking for ideas at this point of the sorts of things that the groups could do together? Or do you have some open questions about what you would have to do to keep this, you know, kind of within the OASIS model, which I don't think there's very much that you'd really need to do. So I guess I'm not sure what it is you're looking for from OASIS, because it seems to me, I think it sounds like a great idea. I think it sounds like an absolutely fabulous idea. One where, we could help you from several angles. So I guess that's my big question at this point is what are you all looking for from us?
You've already given us, you have just given us that, and so did Laurent. So more than anything else, I hope all the collaborators, one, would agree that they want to collaborate in this, and we harmonize or align a message that we totally commit ourselves to, and hopefully besides the nuts and bolts of, let's say, a demo or the panel sessions, invited speakers, and so on, I hope that we could actually come up with some sort of unified message to deliver to the audience that among all these collaborators, driving ontology-based standards is one of the big things we wanted to move towards, or we wanted everyone to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. How much sort of common, how much do the Venn diagrams of membership overlap between between the organizations? I would imagine you've got people engaged here who are also engaged with the OMB and Ontolog and any of the other organizations that you're looking at, right?
Or definitely. I mean, we've got Elisa. I don't know if Elisa is involved in any OASIS TC. She's definitely OMG and Ontolog.
Yeah, and I have been involved in the ISO metadata as well, but not at OASIS.
Right.
Okay.
And then Eric is OASIS Ontolog, and Ken is like IAOA, OASIS Ontolog, Michael is IAOA, ISO, Ontolog,
mm-hmm.
OR. So there's a huge overlap. I mean, if you haven't found out already, the ontology community or the formal ontology community is actually a rather small community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured it was. I figured it was a small and very professional and very communal community. I'm sort of picturing something along the lines of the International Cloud Symposium that's coming up, maybe something along the lines of that, where you bring a group of people together, you've got panelists, you've got a bunch of organizations co-sponsoring it, you've got some demos that you've put together, you've got a common message that everybody's communicating. The one thing I don't hear in this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but also not that this is necessarily a problem, it's just that I haven't heard this so far. I haven't heard anything that suggests to me that you're envisioning some sort of joint co-branded specification or standard or other publication. Is that a correct read?
I think that's something we may propose as well. This is
okay.
Eric. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Peter was saying there were, you know, common objectives that that may be pursued between OASIS and OMG, but most specifically, there could be also a relationship between the ICOM, PC, and the OASIS, and the ODM working group under OMG, because ICOM is promoting multiple representations of the same domain, collaboration object domain. We are representing it in UML, R, RDF, but we need to provide a transformation among these representations, and
right,
the OMG ontology definition metadata provides schemes for mapping between UML and R and other representations. So there could be more specific work artifact that we can propose between these two DCs.
Interesting. So we're looking for use cases and users for the ODM. I'm actually the editor. This is Elisa. So we are hopefully getting close to wrapping up a 1.1 version of the specification that will have full support for OWL 2.
Mm-hmm.
We have not made many changes with respect to the topic maps or common logic metamodels, but the focus has been on OWL 2 over the last couple of years and in bug fixing of the specification. And so we're actually meeting next week in Jacksonville. I don't know where you're located, Eric, but there's also a meeting in December, an OMG meeting where we will be gathered in December here in California in South San Francisco near the airport. So those are possible connection points. There's OMG meets quarterly. The Ontology SIG has met at every OMG meeting I can think of in the last 5 or 6 years. Maybe we missed one. And so we're getting a lot more interest in a number of domain areas in ontology. And we don't have enough arms and legs to do all the work. So we're actually happy to have other people come and help and get involved. There, in addition to strictly standardization of ontologies per se, and there are a couple of critical ones in work. You mentioned units of measure, although the focus has really been on dates and times, and specifically to extend what was originally done as OWL time. A number of folks at NIST and IBM Research and elsewhere have been working on a really well-done SBVR vocabulary for dates and times, and to the degree that you could use them to produce schedules for very complex maturation dates for financial instruments. So it's a lot heavier lifting than what was originally in OWL time, although maybe the early version that Jerry Hobbs did included some of that stuff. But Mark Linehan at IBM Global Research and I have been working very hard to translate it to OWL, and what we've come up with is, we think, a general purpose transformation approach from SBVR to OWL, which might be interesting in terms of informing the other transformation works I heard some people are interested in doing. So there's that piece, which I think we're going to start out by writing a paper about it, but we will probably standardize the process at OMG as well. And then the date-time vocabulary is in work. There are a number of other vocabularies in the financial services arena that are in various stages of process. There's this business entities ontology that people are working on. That's the first piece of a puzzle to help represent exposure with regard to systemic risk, and specifically for complex derivative instruments. the CFTC and the number of other Office of Financial Research, a number of other government organizations have been pretty closely involved, in addition to OMG members that are very active in the financial services industry. There's also work also in financial domain, but very different, for representation of a vocabulary to support interoperability among insurance policy instruments, starting with property and casualty. That's actually in finalization from an English language perspective, and now we're working on the OWL ontology for that. In healthcare, there has been quite a bit of work done to produce a specification called the Common Terminology Services 2. CTS 2 was developed jointly between OMG and HL7, and is more of a set of APIs and ontologies that are need to become more aligned with ODM, but are in use at the National Cancer Institute and a number of other large healthcare organizations. It's developed mostly at the Mayo Clinic, but it has had a lot of other collaboration involved in that. In engineering and networking, there has been some work to start to look at some additional ontologies to represent engineering units and to support systems engineering work in SysML. There is also a proposed ontology on the table for business process modeling notation that was submitted by the Department of Defense that we're starting to look at. There's another ontology for low-level, I would argue, low-level interoperability and information sharing from an information assurance policy perspective that needs more work but is on the table as well. They call that the information exchange policy vocabulary. So there's a lot of different bits and pieces on the floor at OMG that people have in various states of development. But the community has grown tremendously, and those of us in the ontology piece do not have enough arms and legs to help keep them all from shooting themselves in the foot. So any of you who would like to join us and participate would be more than welcome. And I would argue that other ontolog members might be interested as well. There are some guidelines, though. Organizationally, the OMG typically doesn't have, you know, free invited experts very often. Academic membership has an extremely low bar for entry. It's about $500 a year for the entire university. So any and all students could participate and get free tools from all the vendors. And all professors can get free tools from all the vendors simply by, you know, joining for $500. And often the vendors will give you stuff free even if you aren't a member. Having said that, for people that are members of companies or are consultants, there is a membership fee. I think the same is true at OASIS, which you need to pay to be a voting member. You don't necessarily need to pay it to do work, to be a contributor, but you definitely need to pay if you want to be a voting, if you want to have a voting membership level. So, but the nice thing about the OMG work is that everything that we do, we publish and make freely available, whereas I think we've had some difficulty in the past with some of the ISO standards where people have not, have had to work really hard, and I know Michael is familiar with this, really hard to make those freely available. So, any work that we do in collaboration with ISO, we have some a sort of a relationship up front with them that says, we're going to publish this for free. And so, you know, if you're going to republish it as an ISO standard, it needs to be free. But they don't do that with everybody. I know it may, I don't know if it's OMG specific. I don't think so, because Common Logic wasn't necessarily an OMG standard, but it is something that we've had to work hard to hang on to.
Just coincidentally, the POMOS mandate actually was to deliver a set of quantity and units of measure specification in CLIF.
Interesting.
And we had Pat Hayes signed up as
doing the work.
Yeah, the was supposed to. Obviously, it's not meeting and nobody is doing the work anymore. But the plan was to have Pat, and he agreed then.
So that's a ton of work. I mean, I would argue that we aren't that ambitious at OMG at this point. What we're doing is in OWL, less ambitious. Although the date time work is actually an SDDR vocabulary. So the thing about SDDR is that there aren't very many implementations, and those that exist don't do a lot with respect to reasoning to ensure logical consistency of your vocabulary. So one of the goals of the transformation to OWL was to help ensure that the vocabulary is useful and logically consistent, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, that's one of our many goals. But we're only starting out with dates and times. Ultimately, we're trying to align it with SysML because there is a model for quantities and units in SysML that's really quite good that was developed jointly by NASA and the European Space Agency. And it would be that we would then do some additional work to extend that to OWL once we've vetted the whole process through the work on the dates and time.
Sounds great. Okay, let's move on forward on the first round to Eric. Comments?
Yes. So, Elisa, thanks for explaining to us the activities in OMG. I think it'll be good to have a meeting between ICOM and ODM working groups, and at least for ICOM PC to learn about the ODM technologies.
Let me interrupt by letting Elisa know that Eric is closer than you think. He works out of Redwood Shores.
Oh, yes, I meant to say that also. Yeah, I may be able to attend your face-to-face meeting in southern San Francisco, but probably not for the upcoming meeting.
So it's the week of December. Shoot, I have to just look. I think it's the 10th, somewhere in there. It's like the second week of December, and the Ontology PSIG traditionally meets Thursday morning for half a day. I think on the 13th of December, although if we need to, we can bleed over into start the afternoon before and go to the morning of Thursday, so Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, we could do if we need to. The meeting, I think, is at the Hyatt Burlingame. So really close to you.
I see. Yes, it's pretty close.
Yes. But it will be that week. It would be December, I think it's the week of the 10th.
I see. Yes. And, right, so my view is it will be very, very beneficial to come up with a transformation between different representations of the domain, different ontologies, and that's of course the main thrust of this virtual session that that Peter is organizing is to provide a showcase for how ontology can help with standardizations. We have these specifications written in English text. A lot of that are in defining the data model and services and interoperability. But if you look at the earlier work under IETF, when they were defining network protocols. There were also similar proposals that these protocol specifications should be represented in some formal modeling tools like BattaryNet or some other formalisms in order to analyze them for their consistency and validity. So we are seeing increasing number of standards written in English text, and like ICOM is borrowing from CMIS grammar to define the object model, and CAN has developed tools to generate the formal representation from that text specification. That same tool can be used for CMIS specification as well, and other specifications in OSS. But in ICOM, we are more focused on the data model because it's this is a spec for object model versus protocols or services. So we have a lot of object model that lend well to representation in OWL and UML. And so we end up with multiple representations. And so besides promoting that ontology can be used to define or enhance the standards, we also need the interoperability and transformation between different representation of the standard. So that's why I'm proposing the collaboration with ODM working group.
Sure. Sounds very good.
Yes, that's my viewpoint.
Shall we move on to Ken?
Yeah. As some of you know, at least I've been very involved in these kinds of activities for quite a long time. In the case of standards, I'd like to distinguish two different levels at which you can think of ontologies as interacting or, you know, being related to standards. At one level, you can just think of the metadata associated with standards. So you just want to know who the author was, the current status of the standard, there's a variety of kind of annotations, if you will, that are associated with each standard. And what I found is, you know, that's kind of the first thing that one might try to extract from a standard is just that kind of basic metadata. I actually did, go through all of the OASIS standards that I could download from the OASIS site and did my best to extract all of that kind of top level annotation stuff. I've actually to some degree have done, although I think I can still work on that. And one of the things I noticed is that there are actually lots of standards for doing this, if you wish. There's OMV if you have a standard, which happens to be an ontology. But then you could just think of a standard as being a document, like a publication. And so bibliographic standards would then be appropriate. So there, for example, Dublin Core, and there are a number of others. There are standards like ISO 11179. And I found quite a few examples of these kinds of standards that one could use to make the ontology of an ontology of standards, kind of a just at that level. I think that would be very useful in its own right, just so that individuals can understand that, you know, be able to find standards that are appropriate for a particular use. And also to try to find relationships among them. So I think this would be a very useful thing just for different standards bodies to, you know, to kind of, if you wish, a standardization at the level of standards bodies. That may be too ambitious a goal, but at least it's something that one might think about.
Can I just interject, Ken? We're actually doing that at OMG.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we have Pete Rivett and I are both on the architecture board, and we have a draft ontology for metadata about OMG standards. Now, it's specific to the OMG process. It's not independent of that. But in theory, one could abstract it up a level. We were just trying to eat our own dog food because the OMG site is so horrific to search. But, you know, I'd be happy to send it to you if you like.
Yeah, that would be great. It's, like I say, in doing this myself for OASIS, what I was doing, you know, was probably a similar sort of thing. But I was attempting to make it compatible with the various standards that already exist for this kind of thing from what I could find. So yeah, indeed, this might be some really useful work.
Yeah, it
did. We did not.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I think it'd be great.
So we didn't use 111.79, although we thought about it, but we weren't intending to manage stuff in a registry. But we did reuse Zeppelin Quorum SCOF.
Right. I reviewed those as well. And as I say, I reviewed, you know, in fact, actually we developed some software for doing, actually developed software for doing 111.79.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because of the ontologies aren't just documents. You see, they're more like living documents. There's a whole process involved in them. And if you want to be able to capture that as well as the just the static metadata.
Right.
So that was a concern of mine for some time. And that was the original motivation for that was, of course, the OOR, where we would have exactly this kind of thing taking place for ontologies. So as I was thinking about this when I was looking at the at all of the standards at OASIS, I felt that, you know, you should be able to use a similar kind of technique for standards as you did for just ontologies. And,
right.
A lot of the standards, and then so that's sort of one level, and I think that would be really useful in its own right. And perhaps we could have one session where that sort of thing would be discussed, one kind of group that would address this. But then there's a second level, and that is the level of the ontology, if that's sort of inherent in the standard, try to pull out the standard from the standard. And so that's what I did for ICOM, and I wouldn't go so far as to say that what I was doing was natural language processing. These standards that what I found is the standards often use a very special kind of formatting, so that it's actually quite easy to extract out the classes and the properties and such from the from what might actually just look like text, but when you look at it from the point of view of XML, is actually much more structured. So it wasn't actually that hard to extract the ontology from ICOM than perhaps some of the other standards that OASIS has. If it conforms to this EMIS in general, I should be able to extract it pretty easily, and then as you kind of get farther and farther away from that, it gets more difficult to extract the ontology. In OData, they have both an ontology for the data that they're representing, plus they have an API, which is in ABNF. That's the augmented Backus-Naur form. And So when in OData, the first thing I did was to try to extract this ABNF and to parse it and check it and validate it and all that. And the first thing I found, of course, is that it was full of mistakes. And I think it was like 65 in all that I found in just the first pass. And so I presented that to the group, and of course they were really very eager to continue this and, you know, correct all the mistakes and then go on actually to find still other places where, while it parsed, it still wasn't quite correct. And that's still an ongoing activity. So there's been a huge amount of activity there just to make sure that the this grammar, the ABNF grammar, is completely correct and, you know, represents everybody's, you know, everybody's understanding of what this should be. I haven't yet gotten to work on the formalization of the actual data model. That's going to be yet another task. But that's, so this is kind of an indication. There are a lot of ontologies that are sitting in these standards, and sometimes you can just extract them. Other times it actually is a lot of work. And somebody with some real ontology engineering background has to work with the people in the standards group, the technical committee or the PSIG, to determine just exactly what their intentions were for these for their standard in a formal way. For ICOM, I extracted it as RDF and OWL2, and I did all of the OWL2 profiles. And I also extracted OWL1. But there are yet other ways you can represent ICOM. Of course, there's UML. That was already there when I got involved with the group. And you can also extract it as Java classes, annotated with, for example, JPA. This allows one to have a useful mapping to relational databases. So, you know, you can see there's lots and lots of interesting things that could be done at that level as well. But, I don't really think you can automate too much of that. It really does require someone with ontology engineering experience. So, you know, we should try to do what we can. So there's kind of these two different levels, and it would be helpful if we kind of distinguish which level we're talking about when we talk about ontologies and standards. There may very well be yet other levels and things to consider beyond this, but I can see at least two.
Okay. It would definitely be among ourselves to this group here to decide what our main thrust would be. Chad, you have your hand up.
Sorry to interrupt. I have to run down to the train station and pick up my wife. It's pouring rain here, so I have to drop off.
Okay, you better run. We'll keep you posted on what transpired out of this conversation.
Thank you. And just real quickly, from my perspective, you know, I don't see any obstacles to you all working together to accomplish this stuff. It sounds like you've got a lot of potential areas. You know, I'm certainly ready to help with any of the particularities and how you want to go about it. I think it's just a matter of you know, you telling us, hey, here's what we're thinking we want to do, and then we can say, okay, here's how we can help. So
sounds great. You better run.
Okay. Thanks
right.
very
right.
much, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
So maybe moving on to Michael.
Just to kind of follow on some of Ken's comments. I mean, as the actually we're both kind of co-chairs of the Standardization Coordination Committee within the Association of Ontologies Applications, and as people have kind of alluded to, I mean, the role of this committee is really to foster the interactions between, you know, these two broad communities of the ontology work and standards community, and also, though, as Ken was saying, to kind of help out with the application of ontologies and ontological analysis to the work that's being done in these committees. And so, so far in the work that we've done, or the sessions, I guess, that we've hosted, we've looked at standards that actually contain ontologies. And I guess to kind of comment on Ken's point of extracting ontologies from standards, I mean, we've looked at actually where it was explicitly designed, when the standard was designed, it actually was intended to contain an ontology, so that you didn't need to extract it. It was like part of the standard itself. So, for example, like, you know, PSL or ALS. Also, we've looked at standards related to the ontology lifecycle. So whether that's languages, like common logic, whether it's repositories, like the work that's being done, say within SC32 and ISO, or also like ontology mappings and relationships, and particularly say the new work that's being done with OntoYop. And then I guess the third point that we haven't really had any sessions about, but is still within, we feel within our scope, is using ontologies to augment and harmonize standards. So there have been some discussion parts of ISO to kind of use ontologies to kind of harmonize standards that are at least within the same subcommittee of ISO. And I guess, like, so along those kinds of lines, I think any of the sessions that would come out of this, I think that, Peter, you've been proposing for sessions in October or November, I mean, definitely fits into that that scope. And so it should be a really exciting kind of continuation. I think one other point that's been raised by Lisa and Ken is to actually maybe add a little more structure and actually emphasizing some of the more coordination. So then what we really need to do is kind of get together either on the wiki or maybe on the association website to kind of identify which are the standards that we're, that people have been discussing as being in some way ontology related, identifying kind of the key people, and also kind of identifying the ontologies that are coming out of these standards. Perhaps even getting these ontologies into some of the existing repositories that we've talked about within OOR, so that then there's kind of like people can point to those, and then to kind of following up with the ontological analysis aspect. So, for example, along the lines of what Lisa was mentioning, the date-time vocabulary, we actually took the sub-theory of the common logic axioms that just talked about time and a bit of the duration work, not covering the dates work yet, just time and duration. And those are in Calore, the common logic ontology repository, and we've actually proven that those axioms are consistent. So it doesn't extend to full DTB, but just to that sub-theory of DTB.
Did you tell Mark Linehan that you had done so?
Yes,
or
yes.
Barkmeyer?
Yeah, well, I spoke with Mark at FOIS last month, and so so that work came up, that discussion came up there, yeah.
Oh, I bet he was thrilled.
Yes, yeah, no, it was great to meet him and work with him, and the paper he presented was very well received. A lot of excitement at the conference about it.
Fabulous. It represents several years' worth of work, so on the parts of lots of different people. So so that's really good to hear.
And I think there is a part of the ontology community that, you know, would be definitely interested in, doing this ontological analysis, you know, whether it's the logical work of proving things consistent or other kinds of logical properties, or doing a, ontological analysis in terms of, along the lines of AutoClean, for example, or doing other sorts of mappings to existing ontologies. I think there's a real critical mass that of people who are interested in that. And if this sort of venue can start providing that critical mass of actual ontologies to work on, this would be a big win-win. I think that's what Peter had in mind.
Absolutely. I mean, just through this conversation, I'm all thrilled that there's so much work. So while you still have the talking stick, I mean, you actually inspired my thinking that we should include two more groups into this sort of group of collaborators in SDO and a non-SDO and an ontology group, the ontology group obviously is OOR, and the fact that you wear multiple hats, I mean, with PSL, with now with CL, and with Onto IOP, maybe we should in some way track an ISO or an ISO working group into this group of collaborators.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that'd be good. I guess I think what we want to do, and I think Elisa's deep and broad knowledge of all the work that's being done in OMG and related areas, really, he kind of, when I was listening to her, is like, wow, that all that work, and a lot of people aren't really aware of it in the ontology side, and so we need to kind of capture that, so just that, so people are at least aware of what's going on in these other areas, and, you know, again, to be able to reuse the ontologies, to reuse the analysis, and to really get the communication out.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough. One of the hard things about OMG work is that it tends to be siloed, and so the only reason I know things are going on is because now I'm enough of a masochist that I sit on the architecture board, mostly because they needed somebody who would at least take a glance at what people were doing and tell them if they were lunatics or not. So, I mean, you know, some of the things that have come through on multiple occasions just get kicked back for a long period of time before they're actually acceptable. So, you know, so that's one of the roles. But because of having that sort of catbird seat, I actually do know a lot more about what's going on than I used to. So I'm happy to share. You know, and the more that people know, the more they can get involved in, and the better the resulting standard, in my view.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Okay, we have only have 4 more minutes to the hour, so and we have sort of unanimous support on the collaboration. So if we also agree that we want to include OOR and ISO in the fold. OOR is easier. ISO, could we sort of delegate Michael to find out who in ISO, I mean, which level of involvement, at least get us some level of involvement at ISO to be part of the co-organizers for this for this group. Okay, that's,
yeah, I'll take a look through that. Yeah,
that's one decision. Oh, yeah.
Do you know Michael who to contact? Has Bruce Barkmeyer retired?
Well, I was going to ask. Start with Dan Gilman.
Yeah, yeah. So Dan is one, and Denise Warzel is the international convener.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'll ask Denise as well. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay. So that's one action item, and the other one that I want to. I mean, we can work out the details, but like all ontolog activities, the first thing I usually do is find out who's championing. Now we have got like 6 champions. I mean, 6 groups to champion this, which is great. The next thing is to find out, I mean, lock in the dates. Dates are sort of a precious commodity. When we first started asking about this meeting, we still had like the 25th and the 1st. Now the 1st has been taken. If you look at the chat board, 3 alternatives are out there, the 18th, October 18th, October 25th, and November 8th. We could either pick 1, 2, or these 3 dates. My suggestion is among the 3, maybe between the few of us here, let's lock in 2 of those dates, and then we go back and continue the conversation as to how we are going to sort of make the best out of having 2-hour sessions.
So just from my part, Peter, if you were wanting me to participate in 2 sessions. The Semtech New York is the October 15th to the 17th,
mm-hmm.
and I'm likely traveling on the 18th.
Okay.
So that one would not work for me.
So, all right. That makes it easy. Would the October 25th and November 8th work for everyone else at this point, at least? I mean, does anybody see major events lurking in the horizon?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, seems okay. Carol and Eric seem to be typing something. Carol, did you have a question, Carol?
No. Do I seem to be typing something? Sorry, maybe my cursor's in a weird place.
Yeah, I think it's there's probably something on your box or something.
But do you have any questions?
Yeah.
I apologize. I am starting to cook dinner while we're going through this, but no, that hasn't worked out for me, and I don't have a question. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
I'm just checking if there's any conflict with Oracle Open World. That's the only thing, major event around that time.
Okay. So it looks like we have two dates. We have six collaborators, if they all agree. And let's continue the conversation over email with this enlarged group.
So, yes, Lisa, I just wanted to ask you if we can have another informal meeting before the meeting event in December, which I believe
I'd be happy to get together with you. Peter has all my contact details and can provide my email. Peter, use my Symmetrix email because I don't
use of course. I'm always using the Symmetrix email.
And it works, right? So,
it does.
So if you provide my details to
Eric,
and I'm happy to get together. And I'm gone next week because I'll be in Jacksonville for the OMG meeting. And then my next trip is that Femtech New York, which is the middle of October. So I'm sure we can find something.
Maybe the next time you're in town, back home, the three of us can get together for lunch or something.
That would be great. So I'm back the end of next week, like the 14th or something?
So maybe let's aim for lunch week of the 18th?
Sure.
All right.
Later in the week is better for me, typically.
All right. Okay, sounds great.
I'll look forward to that.
Yep, that's it.
Thank you.
Everyone, great meeting.
Okay, later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.